I'm here with Brandon Johnson, and you are the coordinator of Jobs for America in Lebanon. That slipped off my tongue wrong, but in Lebanon. Did you say at the Lebanon R3 school district?
Yes, it's the Lebanon R3 school district, and I am the JAG specialist here and the Missouri Alternative Program Manager for JAG Missouri.
Okay, so how long have you been the coordinator and specialist?
I've been in education for about 20 years now, and I've been working with at-risk students for about 14, and about 5 years ago, we jumped on board with the JAG program.
Talk to me about what you've seen in your district since you've brought on this JAG program.
You know, JAG is a national, state-based, not-for-profit program that focuses on at-risk youth. And we believe through research and exposure, we can help them out with their future plans. And in the past 5 years, 4 or 5 years, we've seen a lot of students that face a lot of barriers, a lot of obstacles in their life at home and at school that they have to work through. And JAG guides them and directs them, and we give them the support they need to be successful as they get ready to graduate and then carry on.
Do you know roughly how many students have gone through your program there?
Oh, I think in the past 5 years at the alternative program, we have probably had 20, 40, 60, 60 to 80 students come through JAG.
Is there a waiting list to get into the class, or is it usually full? I mean, can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah. You know, Paul Kincaid, the executive director of JAG Missouri, his motto is, when you've seen one JAG program, you've only seen one JAG program. Every JAG program is different based on the needs of the district. So for our district here in Lebanon, it's hosted at the alternative school. So our students here are selected to get into JAG, whereas at a high school, a JAG program at a high school, counselors would probably do some recruiting to find the best fits for the program. But here the students are selected based on their attitude, grades, attendance. JAG is more of a lifetime program, but here at the alternative school, they can end up having me for a couple, 3 years. And we usually run a full class of about 25 JAG students all year long. Some students will come and go as the year moves on. But yeah, it's normally pretty full, around 25 students. And it's really, it's a lot of project-based learning. You know, the JAG Advantage focuses on trauma-informed care, employer engagement, and then project-based learning. So it's very hands-on, it's very future-focused, and we make tons and tons of connections in the community through employer engagement. The biggest goal for us, for JAG, is for each student to have a positive outcome when they graduate. Now, positive outcome can mean college, it can mean military, it can mean full-time employment, part-time employment, plus school. We just really try to push them and focus them that they can break the circle that they're currently living in and get out and do better.
Brandon, did you recommend that Emily join JAG then, or was it a combination of people?
Yeah, so at the time, Dr. O'Quinn, which is my director here at Hillcrest Education Center, Emily came to us at the beginning of the year. She had tried to go virtual, you know, during all this COVID mess. Some students were having to go virtual, and she wasn't very successful at it. So we were able to let her into the program here at Hillcrest. And once we got to meet her and once we talked to her, we realized that she would be a really good fit for JAG. So we sort of twisted her arm and pushed her along, and she decided to join. And things have been going very well since.
Brandon, what kind of changes have you seen in Emily since she started taking your class? And when was it that she started taking the class, just to be clear?
That was earlier on in this school year. Don't quite remember what month it was whenever Emily started JAG. I think it was around October month. And at first it was a little touch and go. But since she's been in the JAG class, she's definitely become more focused. She definitely has learned to control her emotions a little bit more. When she came to us, she was already extremely outspoken, extremely driven. She just needed a little guidance and a little support to overcome some of those trauma issues from her past.
Do you feel like the trauma-informed type of teaching?
Yeah, absolutely. I can talk about trauma-informed care all day. For so many years, you know, when students go to class, education has been done to them. So JAG gives them voice and choice. But instead of just in normal education, when a student acts up and you send them to ISS or you kick them out or do whatever, when you're dealing with trauma, you got to dig a little bit deeper. You got to ask why. You got to find out the issues that are going on outside of school so that they can be successful in school. So trauma-informed care, in my opinion, is definitely one of the most important things that JAG has going on, along with the employer engagement. These kids that come to us not knowing where their next meal is coming from, where they're going to sleep at night. So it's hard to expect them to show up every day and focus on education whenever we're not the top priority in their life. So trauma-informed care plays a big part in what JAG does.
And I know you talked a little bit about Emily and how she's changed throughout this and the challenges she was dealing with and maybe still continues to deal with. But what was it about Emily that made you think she would be a good JAG candidate?
Oh, that's tough. That's a good question. I don't know. There was just a spark in her. It was a little covered up, and I felt like that if we could ever clear away the fog, that she would really be able to grow and be successful during school and after graduation. And I guess you could say I got lucky. We were right, and she's really impressed us. She's won some JAG State Awards at competitions. She's participating in everything we do. She's very outspoken. She's ended up being just a diamond in the rough.
I'd be curious to know what sort of competition she has won.
She won the job interview competition, employability skills for the state of Missouri in JAG. And then she also finished second in the t-shirt design for JAG Missouri.
What's that?
Excuse me?
What is that? You said the teacher competition?
The t-shirt design.
Oh, t-shirt, t-shirt design. Oh. Okay. Do you have a picture of that, of her design?
Yes, I'll be able to send it to you. She got second. She didn't win, and she's a little sore about that, but I can definitely send you a picture of her shirt.
Well, we'll try and do the best that we can to make her not sore by maybe if I can have permission, I could put the picture of the t-shirt in the web story.
Yeah, that'd be great.
As her teacher, as the coordinator of JAG, to see her come along and be able to do so well in these competitions, talk to me about what you were thinking at the time.
Well, I have no clue. I honestly knew that she definitely had the potential. I see a lot of students every day that have a lot of potential, but are scared to take the step and go forward and chase after something. She's actually taken a step and started chasing. So I guess, yeah, there was a lot of pride there. I had my fingers crossed. I knew she would do well. When she made it through the first phase of employability skills and actually got to the mock interview part, from what I understand, she really blew the judges away. She really nailed it. So we were pretty proud of her.
Okay, great stuff. Okay, one final question that I can think of. What has teaching JAG, what has it taught you?
Patience is probably the biggest key. And actually, you know, test scores are not the most important thing. We're going to focus on the student's future. You know, I've been working with at-risk youth for many, 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 many years. And you felt like you were just sort of beating your head against the wall a lot of those years. And then when JAG came along, JAG really gave it some teeth. It gave us a purpose. It gave us direction. And I've really seen that direction help a lot of students in the past 5 years. You know, it's the only program that the governor and first lady have signed on to. They've been a big pusher, big supporter of us. We go visit them at the Capitol and at the governor's mansion 3 or 4 times a year. They always accept our kids with open arms more than they probably do anyone else. So we're definitely excited about it.
Any final thoughts about the program or about Emily that you want to add to this that we haven't already mentioned?
I think you're going to talk to her now and you're going to fall in love with her. So I'll just let you ask her the rest of the questions and she can speak for herself.
Sounds great. Brandon, thank you for your time. I appreciate this. And I'll talk to you via email.
That's great. Just let me know if you need anything else.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. Hey, thank you for making time for me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
So I'm going to get just a little bit of background information from you first off, Emily. How old are you?
I'm 18.
You're 18 years old. Okay. So are you a senior this year? Are you?
Yes, I'm a senior. I'm graduating in the 21st of this month, actually.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Well, I am recording, just so you know. And can you kind of summarize, talk to me about your childhood a little bit?
Yeah. So I lived with my mother. She spent a lot of time with me and my other three siblings and raised us. She actually got in trouble when she was about 18 or 19 with a drug felony. So I spent a lot of time living with my grandparents. When I was 9 years old, my mom went back to prison, and I was placed with my father. When I was in seventh grade, my parents got back together, and we all moved in together. My father's mother passed away, and his drinking got really bad. So we moved. My mom ended up leaving, and we moved away. And I moved in with my grandma, and she's raised me since then.
Okay, so are you still with, you're still with your grandma then?
Not really. She lives right down the road from me. I moved out on my own.
How do you like living on your own? How long have you lived on your own as well?
Since this last December, it has definitely been a change, but I've always been super independent, so I really like it.
What maybe has been a couple of the greatest lessons that you have learned from going through JAG?
One of the biggest lessons is it doesn't matter what your test scores are or anything. All of the staff and teachers are here to push you to do the best that you are capable of. Another one would be take advantage of every opportunity that is offered and run with it. The only way you know you're going to fail at it is if you at least try.
What kind of advantages have been offered to you since you've been in JAG? Have there been any that you've run with?
There hasn't really been a whole lot that's really happened, but I have definitely encountered some very neat life experience. My first job interview panel here at the school for our school's interviews, I actually took first in that. And Dawn was one of the interview people who works for one of the factories here, offered jobs to a few of us. And then we went on a trip to the to see the governor of, and explore the state capitol, and we got to interact and meet with him.
Well, those are great experiences then. Did you take the job?
I did not. I actually work for a hotel here in town, and I am in love with my job.
Awesome. Okay, so a hotel in Lebanon?
Yes.
What do you do there?
I'm a front desk employee.
So you're like hospitality. That's awesome.
Yes.
So how long have you been working there?
I've been working there since November.
Congratulations on winning the job interview contest and placing second in the t-shirt contest. That's really well. So I'm curious about the interview portion. Like, did you work really hard, you know, to prep for that? Or was it just kind of all natural for you? Or was it kind of a combination?
The most effort I put in was definitely going to be the job application they sent over for us to fill out. And then we had to come up with a resume and cover letter. And I put a lot of time and effort into that. But I didn't really prepare a whole lot for the interview panel just because it's something I have a way with people and it's just something naturally for me.
What kind of stuff did they ask you and what were your responses?
The one thing that sticks to my mind is definitely the question when they asked, how would I fire somebody who worked for me? That's definitely a hard one just because no one wants to be fired or have to fire somebody. But, I mean, I just told him I'd pull him aside and let him know privately that it wasn't working out.
Very adult. Okay. So talk to me a little bit about, okay, so you're going to graduate on May 21st. When you look ahead to the future, what do you hope for yourself?
I have worked with the guidance counselor here to get in for my A-plus hours, and that way I get my free 2 years of college. I want to get some degree in hospitality. I want to keep working where I'm at until I get comfortable on how to run things. And eventually I would like to manage a hotel and then at at some point I would like to open my own.
Emily, before you went into JAG, did you see your future like this, or did you see it in a different way?
I went through a really hard time right before senior year. I spent the first few months from August to beginning of October not actually enrolled in school. I was online. I just wasn't doing the work. And then Katie gave me the opportunity to come over to the alternative school. And since I was enrolled here, I had a hard time starting out, and I definitely didn't see the point on going to school or that there was a future after graduation or anything like that. But then Coach and Katie definitely pushed me to join JAG and open up opportunities about what the future could be for me. And it's definitely pushed me to show up for school, get better grades, and actually participate.
That's great. Okay. I'm sorry, Katie. I know you had mentioned Katie. What's Katie's last name? And is she a coach? Is that what you said?
No, I refer to Brandon Johnson as coach. He's a coach here at the alternative school. Katie O'Quinn is actually, was the principal here. She is now the principal at the Lebanon High School.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that clarification. So quite a difference JAG has made, for you throughout the year that you, or not even a year really, but throughout the time that you have been with JAG. That's great. Is there anything else about some of the choices you made in your, during your time, before JAG that we should talk about? Is there anything else you want to talk about, or did we pretty much hit the high points?
Before I actually came back to school, I was running around with a wrong group of kids, and I was getting into a lot more trouble. At the time, I was also struggling with severe depression and anxiety, and I really just didn't see there being a life for me. But once they gave me the opportunity to come to the Hillcrest Education Center, that quickly changed for me.
Is your anxiety and your depression better these days? And do you get help for that outside of school?
I was getting help for it outside of school. I seen a regular counselor, but I definitely stopped once I got more involved. It just started helping me take the less time to think and overreact to certain things, and it gave me like more opportunity to voice and be involved in things to distract me.